This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Engineered quartz surfaces linked to surge in silicosis cases among U.S. workers. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pidze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Occupational exposure to engineered quartz countertops increasingly installed in American kitchens is driving a documented surge in silicosis cases among workers, according to occupational health specialists. The condition is progressive, incurable, and preventable, yet continues to affect workers in the stone fabrication and installation industry at alarming rates. Key takeaways: engineered quartz products contain crystalline silica at concentrations up to 93%, creating severe inhalation hazard during cutting and installation. Silicosis from quartz exposure is irreversible and can progress to end-stage lung disease, requiring transplantation. The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, regulates crystalline silica exposure, yet workplace enforcement remains inconsistent across the stone fabrication industry. 93% maximum crystalline silica content found in engineered quartz products, according to occupational health research cited by experts in occupational medicine. Silica hazard levels in common countertop materials, crystalline silica concentration by material type, based on occupational exposure studies, engineered quartz 93% natural stone granite 25% natural stone marble 5 ceramic tile cent. Source, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, Silica Exposure Guidelines, Georgian Medical Journal News. A material engineered for kitchens, not worker protection. Engineered quartz countertops, manufactured by combining crushed stone with polymer resins, have become ubiquitous in U.S. home renovations over the past two decades. According to occupational health experts writing in The Conversation, these products are engineered to be durable and aesthetically appealing, but contain crystalline silica concentrations that pose severe respiratory hazards to workers who cut and install them. When quartz slabs are cut, a step performed during fabrication and on-site installation, the process generates respirable silica dust. Unlike natural stonework, which has a longer occupational history with established safety protocols, the quartz fabrication industry has expanded rapidly with inconsistent safety culture. The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, regulates airborne crystalline silica exposure at 50 micrograms per cubic meter, averaged over an 8-hour workday, yet enforcement varies widely. From workplace exposure to end-stage lung disease, silicosis develops when workers inhale crystalline silica dust over months or years. The condition causes progressive lung scarring, pulmonary fibrosis, leading to irreversible loss of lung function. Occupational health specialists report that some quartz workers are progressing to advanced silicosis, requiring lung transplantation, a dramatic escalation that mirrors historical patterns seen in mining and sandblasting industries, but is occurring at accelerated rates in a modern consumer goods context. The disease has no cure. Management is supportive, and progression is relentless. Workers who develop severe silicosis face end-stage pulmonary disease, increased tuberculosis risk, and significantly shortened lifespans. The emergence of silicosis cases among workers in their 20s and 30s, far younger than historical occupational disease patterns, indicates both high-intensity exposure and the aggressive nature of quartz-related silicosis. Read more about occupational health risks in our archive. Engineered quartz countertops contain crystalline silica at concentrations up to 93%, and workers exposed during fabrication and installation are developing silicosis at rates that mandate urgent workplace intervention and regulatory enforcement. Occupational Health Specialist, The Conversation, 2024. Regulatory gaps and the path forward. Although OSHA has established crystalline silica exposure limits, enforcement in the stone fabrication and installation sector remains inconsistent. Small fabrication shops and independent installers may lack engineering controls, such as wet cutting systems and local exhaust ventilation, that effectively reduce airborne silica. Additionally, workers in this sector often lack formal occupational health training and may not recognize early symptoms of silicosis. The surge in lawsuits against quartz manufacturers and distributors reflects growing awareness of the hazard among affected workers, their families, and legal advocates. Occupational health experts emphasize that silicosis is entirely preventable through engineering controls, personal protective equipment, and workplace monitoring. Yet prevention requires industry-wide commitment and regulatory oversight. The problem is not the material itself, but the failure to implement established occupational safety standards at scale. What this means for patients: workers in stone fabrication and installation should request information about workplace silica exposure controls, ensure access to respiratory protection, and seek baseline lung function testing. Anyone with occupational exposure history who develops progressive shortness of breath should inform their physician of quartz or stone dust exposure. For clinicians, take detailed occupational histories in patients presenting with progressive dyspnea or pulmonary fibrosis patterns. Quartz fabrication and installation work is an increasingly common occupational exposure. Consider silicosis in the differential diagnosis of younger workers with restrictive lung disease, and refer to occupational medicine specialists when silicosis is suspected. For policymakers, strengthen OSHA enforcement of crystalline silica standards in stone fabrication and installation sectors. Mandate engineering controls, wet cutting, local exhaust ventilation, as minimum standards for quartz handling. Require occupational health training for workers in the industry and establish baseline spirometry programs to detect early silicosis. Frequently asked questions: is silicosis only a risk for stone workers? Silicosis has historically affected workers in mining, sandblasting, and foundry work. However, occupational health experts emphasize that any worker exposed to respirable crystalline silica, including those fabricating or installing engineered quartz, faces risk. The disease is preventable through workplace controls, but only if exposure is recognized and managed can silicosis be treated or reversed. No, silicosis causes permanent lung scarring and is progressive. Management is supportive and may include pulmonary rehabilitation, oxygen therapy, and treatment of complications such as tuberculosis. In severe cases, lung transplantation may be considered, but this is a last resort and carries significant morbidity. Prevention is the only effective strategy. Should homeowners worry about quartz countertops in their kitchens? The risk to homeowners is minimal because the hazard occurs during cutting and fabrication, not from contact with finished countertops. However, if homeowners undertake DIY cutting or renovation of quartz slabs without proper respiratory protection and ventilation, exposure risk increases. The primary concern is for occupational workers, not consumers. The silicosis epidemic among quartz workers underscores a broader occupational health principle: rapid expansion of industrial processes without proportional investment in worker safety creates preventable disease. Engineered quartz countertops are here to stay in the U.S. market, but workers deserve the same protections. Engineering controls, respiratory equipment, health monitoring, and regulatory enforcement that occupational safety standards mandate. The emergence of silicosis cases among young workers and the parallel surge in litigation suggests that the gap between existing regulations and workplace practice has reached a critical point. Urgent action by manufacturers, employers, regulators, and health professionals is needed to halt progression of this preventable occupational crisis. For more on workplace safety and quality standards, see our recent coverage. Source: Quartz Countertops Are Driving a Public Health Crisis in the U.S. Two occupational health experts explain the surge of lung transplants and lawsuits. The conversation.